This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد إن شاء الله تعالى everyone is well. The mind, your mind is your battlefield. The reason why I chose that topic is, I've had a few rant streams and now I just kind of want to be a little more positive, inshallah ta'ala. Just a tiny bit more positive because life comes at all of us hard. Life comes at us extremely hard sometimes, you know, and that's just the nature of life. Life is hardship. This is part of, you know, the way life is designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We entered into this life hardship, we're going to leave it a hardship, and I've talked about that. But the place where that battle takes place almost every single day on a daily basis, especially for those of you who are struggling, especially those of you who might be going through difficulty, those of you who might be going through hardship, the place where your main battle is going to take place is right here in your mind. Your mind is your battlefield. This is the battlefield. This is the moment when you open your eyes every single morning. When you open your eyes every single morning, the first thing you have to do, number one, is praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise be to Him who has given us life after having caused us to die, and unto Him we shall return. This was the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon waking. So we wake up with that attitude of gratitude. And then, as soon as we open our eyes, for those of you who have struggled, you know the darkness tries to come rolling in. That is the make it or break it moment every single day. When you wake up and you have to, when your eyes open and you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving you your soul back and giving you your life back and allowing you to awake as a Muslim, you have to prepare to do battle. You have to imagine that when you're waking up, you're walking into the Colosseum of life, getting ready to do battle. And you have to show up with 110% every single day. This is how you make it. Let me tell you from experience, from someone who's been through it. And in my next podcast, I'm going to drop some bombshell revelations of a 4-year period of my life where every single day was a war. Every single day was war zone, but in real life. And the only way I survived that, the only way you make it through that, and then you make it through the rest of your day and the rest of your struggles, is you wake up with that mindset that I'm ready to do battle today. I don't care if you don't feel it right here. I don't care how, you know, down it gets. I know it's so hard, but you have to wake up ready to do battle. Stepping into the Colosseum saying, today is my day. Today is the day I am going to go to war, because life is going to give you excuses. Shaitan is going to give you excuses. Your lower base self is going to give you excuses to quit, to give up. Your family might give you excuses to quit and to give up. But I want you, I want every single one of you listening to remind yourself that you are successful. You are a winner, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised you. Allah has not promised us that life would be easy. Allah has not promised us that everything will go the way we want it to go. Welcome, Jenny Brittany. Allah has not promised us that every single time we wake up, things are going to go the way we want them to go. But He has promised us, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful indeed are those who have faith. Successful indeed are those who have faith. So your victory will be won every single day by you showing up and putting in work on the battlefield of your mind. This is where the war will be won for you, is right up here. The mind is such a powerful, powerful tool that was given to us by our Creator. It has the ability to perceive reality in a certain way. So when you wake up in the morning, number one, with the idea of gratitude, that I am thankful to my Creator that I have woken up today. And then number two, that whatever obstacles are put before me today, whatever struggles come my way, whatever hardships, whatever enemies I face today, I am going to take each and every single one of them down, inshallah. You have to have that mentality when you wake up every single day, because Allah has promised you, your Lord has promised you success, but He has not promised you ease. He has not promised you ease. He has promised you success, but He has also told you that you have to put in the work. You have to put in the work. Because Allah, yes, He said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. But He also commanded us to put in the effort. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. In Surah Al-Saf, Allah says, وَتُجَاهِدُونَ, put in the effort, the juhud, the effort, the exertion, the striving, the struggling, the sacrifice, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, for His sake, بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ, with your wealth, وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, and yourself, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعَلَمُونَ. That is the best for you if you only knew. That is the best for you if you only knew. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبُكُمْ وَيُرْخِي الْجَنَّةِ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَرُ وَمَسَكِينَ طَيِّبَةٍ فِي جَنَّةِ عَدْنٍ ذَلِكُ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Then Allah promised us, if you put in this effort, if you put in this work, if you do this, then I promise you forgiveness of your sins. I promise you entry into paradise. I promise you beautiful homes, فِي جَنَّةِ عَدْنٍ, in the most prime real estate of paradise. ذَلِكُ فَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the greatest victory. This is the greatest victory. But that victory is in the hereafter. That victory is in the hereafter. That victory goes on to the next life. So what about this life? In the next verse, Allah says, وَأُخْرَ تُحِبُونَهَا نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. MashaAllah. Our Lord is too good to us. Allah, He's too good to us. In the next verse, Allah says, in this life, وَأُخْرَ تُحِبُونَهَا, I'll give you that which you love. I'll give you that which you desire. I'll give you that which you're making dua for. I'll give you that which you're dropping tears, rolling down your cheeks for. نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, I'll give you my help. I'll send you my help. And when the help of Allah comes, Allah says, when Allah sends His help, who is it that can stand against you? When Allah decides to help you, brothers and sisters, there is nobody that can stop your victory. There is nobody that can stop your success. There's nobody that can stand in your way. There's no enemy that can come against you. There's no army that can come against you. There's no darkness that can overcome you when Allah has granted you success. Nasru min Allah. And then Allah says, wa fathun qareeb. Then I'll give you a clear victory. I'll give you a clear victory that everyone will see. Everyone will know that you were victorious. Why? Because of your faith. You were successful. Why? Because of your faith. You overcame your hardship because of your faith. You overcame your depression because of your faith. You overcome your sadness because of your faith. You overcame every enemy that was placed before you because of your faith, and your Lord has sent it to you. وَالنَّصْرُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. Then Allah ends it by saying, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So give glad tidings to those who have faith. So I'm asking you, brothers and sisters today, do you have faith? Do you trust in the one who created you? Do you trust in the one who woke you up this morning? Do you trust in the one who gave you food this morning? Who gave you drink this morning? Do you trust the one who gives you air to breathe every single second? Do you trust the one who put the heart in your body to beat and pump blood in you? Do you trust Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you trust Him, then put in the work and you'll see the results, because He's promised it. That is one thing I will tell you with no shadow of a doubt, no reservation. As our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in He whose hands is my soul, I promise you that if you put in the work, وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, if you put in the work, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the victory. The battlefield is right here. It's right here. Shaitan will come to you here. Your depression will come to you here. Your anxiety will come to you here. Your difficulties will come to you here. That voice that tells you to give up comes to you here. This is where the battle takes place. This is every single day. Trust me, someone who's been through depression, someone who's been through anxiety, someone who's been in the deepest of dungeons, in physical terms, the deepest of dungeons. And when you hear my next podcast, you will understand what I mean. Trust me, that battle here, every single day, you have to fight this. You have to fight this. And if you can win this battle every single day, if you can get up every morning and say, I have on my boots today, I have on my gear today, I am ready. I might not feel like it. There, every single day I wake up, there's a reason for me to not feel like putting in work. There's a reason for me to not feel like getting up. There's a reason for me to not feel like coming on this stream and expressing myself to you guys. There is every reason and excuse in the world for me to do not nothing. But I refuse to listen to that voice. I refuse to let shaitan win. I refuse to let the depression win. I refuse to let the anxiety win. I refuse to let the darkness have root. I refuse to let my lower selves take me over. I'm going to put in the work and put in the battle. I might lose today. I might lose one battle today. I might lose another battle tomorrow. I might lose 4 or 5 battles for the next week. But the war, I will win it, insha'Allah ta'ala. I will win it. Losses are only setbacks. They're only lessons of what not to do again tomorrow. This war, we will win, brothers and sisters, insha'Allah ta'ala. And if we can win this war, if we can win this battle up here, if we can overcome this darkness, if we can overcome this sadness, if we can battle shaitan here, if we can battle our hardships here, our difficulties here, then everything on the outside, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will arrange and organize it for us. Because Allah says, whoever fears him, yaj'alahu makhraja, I will make for him a way out. Whoever fears me, yaj'alahu makhraja, I will make for them a way out. And I will provide for them in places they did not know. So brothers and sisters, the battle is yours to win. The battle is yours to win. You just have to wake up every single morning with that mind frame that I'm going to put in work today. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سِبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. I'm going to put in some work today for the sake of Allah Jalla wa Ala. I'm going to beat this mind up here. I'm going to rearrange how it processes information up here, and I'll give you some advice about that going forward and more reminders. And insha'Allah, we will be successful. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, the believers are successful. That's a promise, and Allah does not break His promise. بَرَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ جَمِيعًا. وَسَلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.